Hi, I'm Melanie.
Hi, I'm Huda.
And you are listening to...
Min Huna.
Finding Refuge in Friendship. Ismi Melanie.
Ismi Huda.
And today we have a special guest. Huda, do you want to introduce our guest?
Yes, I have my little brother, Ibrahim.
And how old is Ibrahim?
He's 2 weeks.
2 weeks old. So yeah. He was born on October 25th.
Yeah.
Yay!
Which is what, a special day for us.
Mabruk.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And Ibrahim is the first boy in your family.
Yes. Yeah.
So you have an older sister who's 23, yes. And then there's you, 21.
Yeah.
And then Sarah, 16. And then Ibrahim,
two weeks.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
How did your mom pick his name?
When my mom, she was pregnant and she dreamed that someone wrote in her belly, Ibrahim, named Ibrahim. And this was like at the beginning of her pregnancy. She said, I have feeling I'm going to have boy because I dreamed that. A couple months after that, we knew that he was going to be boy. So my mom, she said, okay, so I'm going to name him Ibrahim.
So he'll be growing up in a bilingual household.
Yeah.
So I know that you have some plans in place for kind of how to make sure he learns Arabic and English.
Yeah. So we decided to, like, my parents talk with him in Arabic, and my sister and I talk with him in English because both languages is important to him.
So he is the first U.S. citizen in your family. His citizenship is under the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. That 14th Amendment was put in place to overrule the Dred Scott decision and to ensure that those freed slaves from the southern states after the Civil War were able to have that equality of citizenship. There are 30 countries in the world that have birthright citizenship, all of North America, and that kind of is part of the American ideal and vision that, you know, the thing that binds us together as a country, despite differences in religion, differences in ethnicity, differences in background, is that citizenship. Since we are not an ethnically or religiously based country, we are a country of citizens. And that opportunity for your family to become citizens in a couple more years and for Ibrahim to be born as one is really powerful and beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we'd had that conversation about your sister's kids. So they were not born in Syria, but they were born to Syrian parents and in Jordan. And as a result, they actually have no
citizenship.
Yeah. They are not citizens of anywhere.
Yes.
They are truly in limbo, which is going to be a huge complication for travel and all sorts of things.
Yeah, and even if they want to go back to Syria, they don't have citizenship to, you know.
Yeah, they're in between. Mm-hmm. But Ibrahim here is a U.S. citizen. Folks may have heard about the 14th Amendment recently in the news because that birthright citizenship is something that the current administration was targeting to try to start to chip away at birthright citizenship for folks born in the U.S. And Ibrahim is a prime example of the power of that 14th Amendment and what it means to be an American. Because this little guy right here, this little guy is an American. Ibrahim is from here.
Ibrahim min huna.